This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a self-proclaimed cat hair collector that is planning an out-of-this-world cat convention. I will tell you all about her and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors. Hi, I'm Isabel Alvarez-Arada, the host of Covered in Pet Hair. You know the expression, cats have nine lives? Well, what if you could give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying and neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a pet parent, a published author, a creative entrepreneur. She's an illustrator, product developer, and licensing artist. She's an adventure seeker, a road tripper, a coffee lover, and a world traveler. She's a cheer mom for a human, not cats. She's a language lover, but she says she's not that great at it. She's a bad cook. I completely relate to this statement, who basically makes the same five dishes on rotation. Count me in on that one, too. I'm originally from South England, she says, but she moved to New York area later in life, and she currently lives in Central Florida on the Space Coast. More on that later. She is a wife to Gary, mom to a daughter named Liv, and she has four cats. Jasper, with two R's, Princess Pippa, of course, because she's originally from the UK, and she has Cole Jr. and Chippy. Her name is Lisa Hernandez, and she is the Lisa behind Lisa Works. Welcome, Lisa. It's so good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Isabel. Thank you so much. What a great welcome. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm so excited to meet you. I love that you have a Princess Pippa cat because, I mean, what better name for a cat than Princess Pippa? And I am a huge fan of Pippa myself. So I just had to say, like, love it. Love that you're staying true to your roots and bringing the pop culture too.
Well, I have to tell you a quick story about that, actually, because we rescued Pippa and that was her name when we got her.
Ooh.
She's a rag doll. And it just so happened that that was her official name was Princess Pippa. And who am I to change it? It's very fitting.
Was that here in the U.S.?
Yes. Yes.
That's so crazy. She was meant to be yours, I think.
I think so. We originally were supposed to just be fostering her, you know, temporarily. And the moment she came in the door, the whole family was like, yeah, she's not going anywhere. And she lived up to the name.
Yeah, she was meant to be. I have no doubt about it. So I want to get to know you and everything you're planning on bringing to the cat world next year. But before we do that, I want to introduce our drinking game today. So anytime you hear this word, audience.
The secret word is cosmic.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, but please be sure you're over 21 in the US, over 18, I believe, in the UK. Never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So are you joining us for this Friday happy hour with a little libation?
Me? Yes. Actually, I have a mocktail, though, because it's still early in my day and I do have a little bit of work to do when we're chatting. And I'm not sure how that might go if I had something a little extra.
So what are you enjoying today?
So my mocktail is called, I named it, it's called a fizzy whisker. And it's a very simple drink. It's basically a seltzer or a club soda with a splash of three syrups. I like to combine a splash of vanilla, pomegranate, and passion fruit. And then sometimes I'll throw some extra pomegranate seeds in there just for a little bit of texture. But if you want to, you know, level up and make it a cocktail, definitely add a splash of vodka or something else if you prefer.
I love that idea. I've never used my syrups. Like my vanilla syrup is like coffee, but I never thought about using it for a drink. So that is perfect. I actually am going to drink and then I'm done for the week. I have a kid's birthday party, but no, I'm not driving. My husband made this and he is driving later because he made it boozy. This is what my husband calls a cat's nebula, just, you know, to keep it on theme. And it's made with blue curacao, as you can tell, tequila, some grenadine, some sparkling cider and all sorts of stuff. I don't know how he got all that stuff in this house. I didn't know we even had half of it. But cheers. Thank you for being my guest.
Oh, yeah. And whiskers up.
Whiskers up. I love that. Great job, husbander. He's my bartender manager. So I call him my husbander. Great job. And he's walking right by. It tastes delicious, actually.
It looks good. I love that color.
It's beautiful and it's delicious and it's on theme. I mean, check, check, check. So I always introduce this show with a game, but we're going to play two games today. I don't know how into pop culture you are, but many, many, many years ago, Mariah Carey was asked about J-Lo, like if she knew her, if there was drama between them. And Mariah Carey famously responded, "I don't know her." About J-Lo, who was obviously famous and she obviously at least had heard of. So I want to play a game called Don't Know Her, but this is about the people in the cat industry and if we know the same people. So I know the first one's going to be a given because she literally introduced us, but do you know Sally Williams?
Yes, I do. Very much.
Sally Williams of Mission Meow was on the show recently. Look it up in the feed. Mission Meow just celebrated their second birthday anniversary. And you are a business partner just like me?
I certainly am. Yes, I almost since Sally started Mission Meow, I believe. So yeah, getting into the, well, now it's her second year, which is amazing. Congrats, Sally. yeah, it's a great organization and I'm really happy to be a part of it because it gives me an opportunity to give back in a way that I can through my art, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you don't know these next few people, you just say, don't know her. Even if it's a guy, even if it's a cat, okay. You say, don't know her because you're channeling... You're channeling the diva, Mariah Carey. So the next person I have for you is the cowboy cat wrangler. Do you know her?
Is there an in-between answer?
Tell me.
But we were sitting across the table together at the New Jersey Catsbury Park Cat Convention social on Friday night. But we were never fully introduced. So don't know her.
Okay. And then the Mad Catter.
Yes. Know him.
Yes, him. And how about Lambo Leisha?
Don't know her.
Do you know that Lambo Leisha is somebody you have to follow? She jumps with her cats. Like she does the most amazing playtime with her cat. She's a Mega, and I can't remember the other cat's name. The cat Mega is more chill, but the other one literally like just jumps through the room to catch the wand. And they play such enthusiastic, vigorous, like wand games that are amazing. You have to watch it. And Lambo Leisha just has such a great energy. Okay, so next one, Nathan the cat lady.
I know her.
And how about, you can't say Nathan without saying Sterling. Sterling Trapkin Davis.
I know her.
And how about
Desiree? I'm sorry, I'm saying I know her.
But that's the game. That's the game. I know her. And then Desiree Bobby from CFA.
I know her.
Yes, you do. Okay. And then last but certainly not least, Jackson Galaxy.
I don't know her, but I know a good associate of his.
Okay, who? Lindsay?
No, Kate Benjamin from House Panther.
Oh, cool. Kate Benjamin. I feel like I know Kate Benjamin.
They co-wrote a couple of books together.
Oh, super cool. And I know Lindsay, one of his, she's on his team, and she introduced me at Super Zoo. So I can say I do know her about Jackson Galaxy. And Jackson is not a diva at all. He was the nicest. You want me to tell you a little story about Jackson? When we did the meet and greet at Super Zoo just now in August, he was obviously lining up for photos with people. And this is my good side. And he was about to like stand on my right. And I said, I'm so sorry, Jackson, but can I get on my good side? And can you get on the left? And he looked at me and goes, is that a thing? And I'm like, of course it's a thing. So Lisa, what's your good side?
Oh, my good side. I'm going to say
your left.
That's my last. So probably, yeah, right there.
So we're photo buddies. We can take photos all day long and nobody will get in each other's way, in each other's good side. I love that so much. Yeah, so he was very gracious about me asking him, me asking the star that was doing the meet and greets to go to the other side. But then the next day I had a meet and greet, or I stood in line for a meet and greet with, oh my gosh, Katherine Heigl. She was at Super Zoo promoting her brand of dog food, and she would not move from the right side. So I think she has a good side and it's the right side. And because she is Katherine Heigl, she stood there holding on to a chair and would not budge. And everybody had to take a picture on the left.
Okay. Honestly, if I'm holding a cat, any side is a good side.
This is true. This is true. We can always zhuzh up a photo with a cat. I always say my cat makes my house look more beautiful. And so I feel like that would apply to my face, to the room, to everything. Okay. So next, I want to play a few of your favorite things. So I'm just going to ask you about cat things and you're going to tell me your absolute favorites. And it's okay if there's a tie. I just want to get to know what kind of cat person you are. Are you ready to play?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Favorite cat breed?
Oh, all of them, of course. I would say I really do love a red Abyssinian and probably a British blue as well.
Ooh, a British blue. I don't think I'm familiar with the British blue. I've got to look that up. I have what I call a Las Cruces blue. He was rescued on the streets of Las Cruces, New Mexico, and he kind of looks like a Russian blue, but way darker. And that's why I call him a Las Cruces blue. But he's just a mutt. He's just a mix. Next one, favorite cat influencer. And it could be a human or a feline.
These are like putting me really on the spot because how can you just pick one?
Okay, give me your top five.
Well, even there, I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I really do love capybaras, any cat smush, Noggin, Egbert, Squash, if you know any of those cats, Grumpy Barbara. I mean, these are all my famous celebrity cats, Instacats, really.
Yes, exactly. And there's so many.
There are so many, but there's also, I have tons of influencer favorites too. The two crazy cat ladies.
Do you know her?
Dane Adrian?
I love them. Of course, they're such wonderful ladies. I don't know anybody who doesn't know them because they bring people together. They introduce everybody. So it's awesome. Yeah. So obviously the two crazy cat ladies, top notch. And yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot for the people because I bet a lot of them are coming to your show, which we're going to talk about. Don't go anywhere because you're going to find out, guys, what we're talking about space cats and the Space Coast and a cat lover throwing a party, a huge party, a cat convention, if you will. Okay, next one. Favorite cat rescue.
Pet rescue or cat rescue?
Cat specific.
Cat rescue. Well, locally would be the Brevard Humane Society. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I would say Catsbury Park Cat Cafe, because if it wasn't for DJ and the team at Catsbury Park, I probably would have never ventured into being a cat convention vendor and then starting my own cat convention. So I would say out of all of them, Catsbury Park has a very special place in my heart for sure.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. How about your favorite cat toy?
Favorite cat toy? It's the peacock feather. For some reason, my cats go nuts. And then I have a second, which is shamelessly something that I worked on with Kate Benjamin at House Panther, which is the catnip toy. There's a kicker, a shaker, and a little pod. The organic catnip that's in those, my cats go nuts for it. And so I'm a big fan of those because my cats are a big fan of those. But
right.
I would say for engagement and getting the cats to interact without me even having to try, is the peacock feather for sure.
It's funny. I decorated at my wedding with peacock feathers because I don't love flowers. They make me sad. We put so much effort into growing them and then they die. And so I found somebody in Florida who raises peacocks and she sells the feathers that fall and
fall naturally. And I hope
exactly. No, they fall naturally. She has they're her pets. She It took me a long time for her to like accumulate all of the ones I needed. And I still have them and they're so beautiful. And I bring one out for my cat every so often. And I agree, like nothing makes him happier. I used to have them in a vase, but like my cat would destroy it. So I have the feathers that I bring out one at a time until they're gone, I guess. Let's see. Cat brand. Your favorite cat brand. A brand that just does like speaks to you, that's doing fun things that you enjoy.
Oh, gosh. Wow. I really love the travel backpack, the My Cat travel backpack. That has been a game changer for us and our cats, especially two of them. We have four cats. And so two of the four have a little anxiety, especially with going to the vets and things like that. So that backpack has saved me many face scratches.
Yes.
You know, and claws and issues. Like for some reason, they're very cool with that. So, yeah.
So is it the bubble backpack?
Yeah, it's got the clear dome on the back, and then you can sort of see through the mesh. I do love that. I do love the Jackson Galaxy Peacemaker kit, because I've got one of the oldest of my four cats, Jasper. He can be a little feisty, and I think sometimes he'd prefer to just be a single cat, you know, family. And so he gets a little impatient sometimes with the others, but the Peacemaker kit really helps kind of just keep all that. And he's also my anxious one about going to the vets too. And that Peacemaker kit actually helps keep him mellow for vet visits as well.
That is cool. Yeah. I love that. Okay. Well, tell us about yourself. You have been in the pet industry for about 10 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, I got into, probably about 10. I'm approaching a 10-year anniversary with my freelance company, LisaWorks. And it was about at the same time where I started doing the cat convention circuit as a vendor.
And what do you do at the cat conventions as a vendor?
Okay, so I started off, I had a couple of books published with Penguin back in the sort of 2010 to 2013 kind of time. And one book was called Catnapped. And it's just a young children's picture book that is about a cat who's kind of curious, goes off, takes a nap, and then is hauled away in a truck, not realizing it, and has to find her way home. And so the very first cat convention that I did, it was Casbury Park Cat Convention, actually, in New Jersey. And I was just going to go as an attendee. And something in my head said, hey, why don't you be a vendor and take your books and do a book signing or something like that? And so that's kind of where it's sort of catapulted me into it.
Catapulted,
yes. But at the same time, I was also doodling and drawing a lot of black cats. I have had black cats in the past, and I had started working on some art prints. So I'm an illustrator and a graphic designer. And so I pulled together probably about, I don't even remember now, 6 to 10 prints. And I found these really cute frames. I printed them all up. I had a very nice printer at home, did it all myself. And that first cat convention at Catsbury Park, I sold out in the first day, and I had to go home that night. Thankfully, I only lived about an hour away at the time. And I was like up until 3 a.m., like printing more prints and putting stuff together to bring to sell the second day, because I didn't have anything left in my booth.
Oh my gosh.
It was very successful. It was a little bit of a surprise. And then the following year, I just thought maybe it was a fluke, but I went back the following year and I had equal success. And honestly, I've not looked back since. And I've been all over the country doing, you know, I don't do many every year, but I have been to LA and Seattle and Chicago and, you know, and obviously had plans to do a bunch right as the pandemic hit. So that kind of threw the, as we say, spanner in the works, but you say wrench in the works, I believe.
Yes, yes.
So that sort of put a stop on things during the pandemic. And then when we started to come out of COVID and in-person events were starting to happen again, nothing was happening on the East Coast. And I was getting a little withdrawal, I guess you could say. And so I had participated in CatCon Worldwide with their digital events, right? Their online events, which was CatCon from your couch, which was really fun. But I was desperate to do in-person ones again. I just love the interaction of meeting cat lovers and customers and cat people and vendors and just, you know, the whole energy of being together in person. Just is such an amazing energy, and it's fun, and I like people, and I like cats, I like people, and so I was really missing that. So then CatCon in LA was the first one, I think, to fire up their in-person event again, like right after the pandemic. And I'm living on the East Coast, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. And so I did, and yeah, I've done that one now. I think this was my fifth year.
Oh, wow.
It's 2 years in person, 2 years online. So yeah, I love it. I love it. I love all the conventions that I've done. Throughout.
I think it's great that we have regional things, because not everybody can afford to go to, I've never been to CatCon. I mean, I go to Super Zoo. I just went to the CFA Expo. I was at a bunch of conferences, things early in the year specifically for the pet sitting industry, but there's a lot going on. And I think that there's a reason why a lot of the national organizations rotate, but then you're leaving out the people who are far away. So whenever you start something in a specific area and leave it there, I feel like you get to grow that area. And then those who can afford to fly, they fly in and they visit, and maybe they don't go every year, but maybe they make it a special trip or something. So I love the idea of keeping it local, keeping it specific to the Space Coast. So I want to dig into Space Cats 2025. I want to learn everything you're doing, everything that it takes to put on a conference just like this. But I need to take a break here. We'll listen to our sponsors, and when we come back, Lisa is going to break down what it's like to create a cat convention out of nowhere and bring it to the Space Coast. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I'm having a drink and a chat with Lisa Hernandez of Lisa Works, Inc., and she is going to tell us all about her experience putting together a brand new cat convention called Space Cats. Okay, Lisa, we want to play a game first that gives us an idea of what it is that you are planning for this event. So I have my handy dandy clock here, and my audience knows that I will give you 1 minute on this clock to give me a rundown. So I'm calling this Space Cats Preview, and you just kind of give me just a little kind of like elevator pitch on what the show is going to be all about. Are you ready to play?
I am. That's a lot of pressure, but I'll do it.
I think you can do it in your sleep. That's what I think. 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, Space Cats Florida. It is the first cat convention, cosmic and out of this world, that's coming to Florida on the east coast of the USA. And this is in Central Florida, a hop, skip, and a jump from Orlando, Cocoa Beach, the NASA Kennedy Space Center, and surrounding areas. We're a few hours north of Miami, a couple hours from Tampa, a couple hours south of Jacksonville. Nice and centrally located. The idea behind Space Cats Florida really is to celebrate and elevate the cat community in this state by way of education, raising awareness, fundraising, bringing in lots of cat-themed vendors, whether it's for cats or for humans, having some really fun activities. We're going to have a cat adoption lounge, the Lunar Lounge, we're calling it, and as well as guest speakers who are going to come in and tell us how to, you know, just harmonize with cats, whether it's helping those in fostering, adoption and rescue, or cats in your own home.
Amazing. Okay, you went over by 18 minutes, but I didn't want to stop you because that's a perfect elevator pitch. No worries at all. You're allowed to go over. It's just a recommended amount of time. Okay, so I love the idea. Do you have, you said education. Do you have education ideas for, you know, your consumer? Because I assume that the majority of the people who are going to attend are just pet parents. Is that your idea?
The goal here is to connect with experts, whether they're cat behaviorists, cat healthcare providers, veterinarians, vet techs, whether there's services, as well as celebs, as I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So the idea is to bring everybody together to really just celebrate cats in general, but also give consumers, the public, attendees, an opportunity to ask questions. Maybe they're having some behavioral issues with their cat, or perhaps they recently rescued an animal, maybe it was a family of kittens or something like that, and they want to know the next steps. Or perhaps they live very close to a cat colony and they want to help maintain, help that colony thrive through TNR programming and things like that. So being able to bring in some speakers who can literally speak to those different types of topics is really one of the main goals, right? So when I say raising awareness, it's really about, well, what are the fundamentals of the TNR program? What does that mean? Trap, neuter, return. And Sterling, the Track King, is coming to share and talk about how you can do that in your own neighborhood or help others. You know, I mean, I hear so many stories of people finding cats in the backyard. And the thing is here, you know, we have lots of interesting wild animals running around, not
yes.
not just cats. So what can we do to help within the cat community, whether it's through TNR, fostering, adoption, general care, give back? And then obviously the other side of that is those who want to improve the wellness and health of their own cats in their lives. You know, maybe they've got a multi-cat household and the cats aren't getting along, or perhaps they want to try and figure out the best vet to find that includes fear-free visits, or, help cats overcome any kind of special conditions, or maybe they want to adopt a cat with special needs or a senior. So there's going to be a lot of information from our speakers, our guest speakers, to talk about a lot of that, which I think is, you know, any cat convention that you go to, that there's that's such a big component. And so it's really exciting for me to be able to connect the community in that way.
Absolutely. I agree. I think it's such an important opportunity for Florida to kind of reach the consumer, teach them, make it fun. I feel like people have no idea what one of these conventions is like until they attend. So bringing it to their backyard or just a few hours away really kind of makes it enticing. And one of the things that I love about cat people is that they're really fun. I know that like people say like cats have a reputation for being aloof and too independent and not affectionate. And we all know, the cat people know, that that's not the case. And we also know that cat people, when they let their hair down, are really a lot of fun. And I love hanging out with cat people. I think we're silly. I think we're goofy. I think we're really all heart, all love, which is what I think cats are too. Like, they're all love. It's just on their terms and, you know, with respect to who they are and how they feel about certain situations. But one of the things that I love about bringing cats together is that once we're all like, we know we're cat people, we're like it's a circle of trust, right? Like, you must be a good, like a really true cat person if you're at a cat conference. And now I know you're one of my people. So that's what I think is so much fun about these events, is that people may be strangers, but they leave friends just because, you know, they connected on that love of cat. So apart from obviously education, you're going to have shopping there, right? Like, I mean, there has to be shopping. Okay,
well,
tell me about the shopping.
Okay, so we have, we are still looking for vendors, actually. So if anybody's out there who has cat-themed products for cats or for humans, you know, definitely get in touch. But so what we're doing is we have, for the most part, I would say 98% of the vendors, if not 100%, have cat-related items or services or products, right? Mm-hmm. So everything from cat furniture. So we've got Mario, who's coming in with square paws. Sorry, I've got space on the brain. Square paws, and he builds these amazing cat trees, and it could look like a lighthouse, or it could look like a Christmas tree and things like that. So, and actually Mario is also the architect for our Lunar Lounge, and he's building a space pod to have our adoptable kitties in. So that's really cool.
That is so cool. I love the theme. I feel like you nailed it with like just like the location, the theme, space and cats. I mean, I'm nerding out over here over this.
It was funny, because even though I've lived on Space Coast now for about 3 years, originally I was looking to call it something that was more Florida-esque, right? Like Sun Cats. I know there was a show called Sun Cats, so I wasn't going to call it that necessarily, or Sunshine Cats, or, you know, something like that. And it wasn't really sitting well with me. Like, I mean, I liked it, but it wasn't like, oh yeah, you know? And then I don't know, one night, I probably was at Kennedy Space Center or something like that. And just Space Cats came into my brain, and I was like, okay, I think this is it. I think this has so much opportunity. So the great thing about it is that we can bring in, you know, it's a really fun way to theme the event besides the cat stuff. And one of our speakers, Ellen Carozza, who's the cat LVT, who's bringing Noggin, Egbert, and Squash, she's already picked out little alien costumes to put on the cats. And
Oh my gosh!
She's planning all these fun things. And I realized, like, we're going to have a photo ops stage sort of area for people with a backdrop that's this really lovely kind of galaxy backdrop, you know, ground.
Wonderful.
With, you know, stars and... And I'm just thinking about all the fun things we can do with little space ears, or, like, you know, just fun stuff like that. And then we'll invite people to wear their space cat costumes and astronaut costumes, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's really fun. So other vendors that we're going to have there, we have Valana Cote, who does the most beautiful whisker jewelry. We have a lot of artists coming, including the Matt Glick with the 50/50 company. We have some local vendors who are also artists. We've got a woman by the name of Ray Marie. She does these incredible pet portraits that are like, they're so lifelike. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
But we also have vendors who do apparel and stickers and keychains. And then we have services as well, like behaviorists and a holistic cat practitioner by the name of Laura Lee Medley, who's...
I know Laura Lee, Noda. Yes.
Okay, so yes. She's going to be... And she'll be speaking as well, so talking about behavior with the cats, but then also how to use crystals with your cats and things like that. So it was really cool. So yeah, lots of really fun vendors. And I agree with you. I think there's something about a niche specific event like this. When I first started doing them, I realized I had found my people, because 100% of the population coming through the door was my target audience. Besides meeting new cat friends and cat lovers and geeking out and nerding out over cats in general, you know, unlike street fairs and other markets, this really was about that whole, we all have the same thing in common, right? And that's why we're all here together under one roof. And I really wanted to create an event that carried that energy. And when you have people like Sterling coming down and Ellen, he's got all these fun ideas with her kitties, you know, I know, I just know it's gonna be hilarious and fun.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, who knows? We're still confirming some speakers, so we may have a few more big names coming. But even with who we have right now, it's like there's some great names and they're very well established in the cat community. And I know that people on the East Coast will love to meet them and come and ask questions and do the meet and greets. And, you know, you get to meet some kitties and take photos and things like that as well. And then we also have, besides the vendors, we also have a couple of activity stations. And so there's one, and this is part of the fundraising sort of side of things. Okay. So the idea here is that you could come in and perhaps you want to make do a DIY cat toy. Okay. So we're going to have that station, and we're also going to have a coloring sort of gallery wall. So if there's kids or if anybody likes to sit and color or they want to draw their own space cat, and then we'll have a galaxy wall to hang every pictures. And the idea is that, you know, for a dollar donation or something like that, that everybody gets to put up. And I think that there's other things too, because we have an event program, and then 50% of proceeds from the event program and a couple of other of those stations, those are going to be donated to help cats in need. So it's a really nice, well-rounded event.
Yes.
It's small because it's our first one, and it can get very overwhelming. You know, you mentioned earlier about organizing something from scratch, from cat scratch. It's been a lot.
I can't even imagine. And you had it scheduled for 2024, but because of the recent hurricanes, you've moved it. So what has that experience been like?
I probably lost a few years in about 2 weeks on that. So even though our event originally was planned for October 26th and 27th, which is next weekend, even though it was still 2 weeks out, when we got hit with Helene and Hurricane Milton, so much devastation happening on the West Coast, and that's really not too far from where we're holding Space Cats. And people's lives have been turned upside down. It didn't make sense for us to push this event, because we want to move forward in a positive way, but we knew and we wanted to be respectful that people's priorities are their families, their homes, some, you know, and so while we were very lucky where we're situated through those hurricanes, other people weren't so lucky. And so I really think it's important to allow them the time and space to recover in the way they need to. And so thankfully, the convention center was really great about us postponing. And so we're now going to be at the end of January. So January 25th and 26th.
I think that's wonderful. Maybe I'll be able to make a trip and visit. If you need an MC for anything, please let me know.
We would love to have you, for sure.
I love to MC. I love to do social media takeovers. I will do any of it. And I know a thing or two about cats, too. But I think it's wonderful. I think that's a great time to be in Florida, too. Right? So, like, that is officially no longer hurricane season. It is a cool, cool season in Florida. I can't think of a better time to go to the Space Coast, honestly. So how does my audience learn more about you and about the event?
Okay, so about me, you can hit me up on Instagram at LisaWorks or my website, lisaworks.com. That's just really more about my illustration than anything else over there. You can visit spacecatsflorida.com, which is the official website for the event. And also we have an Instagram account there, which is new. It's a baby account, but it's growing slowly but surely. And that's spacecatsflorida, all one word. And let's see, you know, tickets are on sale. We have VIP packages. We have daily passes as well as a weekend pass for adults and for youths too. And obviously we're going to have merch and keepsakes. Oh, and we have a fabulous giveaway, raffle-esque type feature of the event too. So every ticket holder gets a free entry into the raffle to win a litter robot.
Ooh, as love well those. As
some, yes. Well, it's also, we have some other really great prizes to go with it. It's not just the, it's a litter robot. I'm really happy about that.
Exactly.
But we also have other participating companies either those who couldn't necessarily be with us in person, but they've kindly donated. So we've got some cat beds and we have a couple of cat lady boxes and some other goodies as well. So that's really cool too. And it's just a nice incentive as well. And as part of the give back, this is why I'm doing all of this, honestly. It's when I grew up, I had cats. I made art all the time. When I started getting involved with the cat conventions as an artist and selling my cat art, I was donating a portion of proceeds to help cats in need. And, you know, it might not be a huge amount here and there, but it all adds up, right? And it was my way of giving back. We're done with the fostering because I keep failing. So we're sort of out of space now to foster. But, you know, this is a nice way for me to be able to give back in a different capacity. So that was one of the reasons why I signed on with Mission Meow as a business partner, because it was an opportunity for me to give back in a small way that collectively makes a big difference in the lives of those people who help cats in need. You know, I think that's a really amazing mission in itself with Mission Meow.
Absolutely.
And so I have to just finish up with this. My husband, when I was complaining that there were no in-person cat conventions happening on the East Coast, he kept saying to me, "You have event management experience. Why don't you just put on your own?" I was like, "No, it's too much work. I can't do this." And then last year he brought it up again because I was complaining yet again. and then I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can find a venue. But again, I said, like, this is what we would like to call a small but mighty event. And I think that it's just the beginning of many years to come and really kind of establishing a presence here in the southeast of the country, in Florida specifically. And like you just said, you know, that was another thing, the hurricane season, going through Milton and Helene, really, and then being able to postpone to January made us decide that we are actually going to make this a springtime event going forward. We are going to keep it out of hurricane season. It's way too stressful and it's too much for everybody. So we just decided that, you know, sometime in that first quarter of the year is probably when we're looking to hold it. Maybe March, April for year two, but end of January will be 2025. And it's exciting. And again, just being able to collectively come together and get excited about cats, helping ourselves with our own cats, and then getting to shop and have fun. There'll be some fun activities that we have planned as well, sort of some after hours.
Yes. Social. Ooh, after hours. Love that. So I want to just take this moment to say one thing that surprised me about previous cat conferences, and I think this is going to be the case for yours as well. They're very family friendly. So I think people think of a cat conference, maybe they think of, like, you know, like CatCon sounds like Comic-Con, and maybe it's too adult, and maybe if my kid's not really into, this is a great opportunity for kids who are interested in cats but can't have one. This is a great opportunity for people who, you know, want to do something fun and educational with their kid on a weekend, teach kids about giving back, teach kids about taking care of cats, teach kids about TNR and what that even means. I have a 4 and a 7-year-old, and I've not yet taken them to one of these because they're usually over school days, but I think that they're so family friendly. There's shopping for everybody. A lot of the vendors have stuff that's great for kids. It really is a great opportunity for grandparents to take the grandchildren for the day, or the whole family to go together. And I can't stress enough, this is not just for the crazy cat ladies like me and you, Lisa. This is for everybody. There's something for everyone there. I can't stress enough what a great family friendly event it is. And it's a small investment, a great time, and almost like just like a different world to experience, right? It's just like
it's out of this world.
It's unlike anything else you'll ever see. And I can't wait to hear how it goes down. Hopefully I'll have the opportunity to join you in January. But I just want to propose a toast to you and everything you're doing for the Space Coast Cats. Cheers. Thank you for being my guest.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, this has been an absolute blast off. Sorry, now the puns come out.
Oh, you have to have the puns. You can't do enough puns. I feel like cat people love a pun, and we embrace it.
Absolutely.
I want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark, for letting me do these awesome interviews, and to our audience for joining us for these awesome conversations. I hope I'll get to meet any of you in Florida or in any of the upcoming conferences and conventions. These are just so fun. If you are an avid pet lover, you got to find the closest event to you. Just dip your toe in and you'll see just how hooked you become. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.